Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what did you think last night? It lackluster or exciting, or how would you categorize it?
You know, I enjoyed the debate. I thought that it was better than normal. I thought the anchors or the questioners did an excellent job keeping it moving. I thought the candidates were semi-respectful to each other. Now, it does get very repetitive. I mean, this was debate five, and I've watched every single one of them. And, you know, you can almost predict what they're going to say. But you're always watching for the snafu, for the mess-up, for the interaction among the candidates. And I thought this was a very healthy debate with interesting points made and very few losers. I thought most of the candidates were making the points you'd expect them to make. Now, will they hold an audience for 2 hours? I don't know.
So
I think people are a little tired of it all.
Well, who in your opinion is the leader?
Well, I think yesterday, I mean, certainly Joe Biden did better than a lot of folks would say he's done in other debates. Now, he had a snafu or two, and he had his Bidenisms. He messed up a line or two. But he was much stronger, particularly as the debate went on some of his points. I thought particularly his answer with respect to whether Donald Trump, after he's out of office, should be charged with a crime. I thought his answer was, look, the president should not be in the middle of that. Leave it to the attorney general. And if he's president, he's not going to be telling the attorney general who to prosecute and who not to. I thought he was particularly strong on that. I thought that Kamala Harris was much better in this debate than she's been in other debates, was strong, and particularly talked about the revival of the Obama coalition. I thought Amy Klobuchar did a good job of reinforcing why the Midwest and moderate Democrats matter and count. I thought Pete Buttigieg, who was really put on the spot, because, you know, what's his qualifications? He's the mayor of a small Midwestern city, and a number of them went after him on that because he's doing well in the Iowa polls. But I thought he held his own, and he made the point that, look, precisely because he comes from the Midwest and has not been involved in Washington in the Congress, that's why he's a qualified candidate. So I thought overall, and I don't think Bernie Sanders was Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren was Elizabeth Warren. There was nothing new or different about them, but of course they didn't do anything to mess up either. So all in all, it was a pretty good debate for the major candidates.
Ultimately, when the Democrats go to choose who it's going to be, when people go to the polls, do they need to worry about how far left someone is?
Well, of course, and I think that's if they care about winning in November.
Exactly.
And that, of course, is everybody in the polling that we've seen, a number of people say that the most important qualification is the ability to beat Donald Trump. And for that purpose, a number of people say you need to be more moderate and less really out there as a liberal. But, of course, the people who vote in these Democratic primaries and the Democratic caucuses tend to be your most active, your most energized, and in many times the most liberal of Democratic voters. So we will have the test of that in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina. Those are the states that will be coming up first, beginning in February. And we'll know pretty quickly whether that desire to beat Donald Trump translates into, okay, I'm not going to go quite that far left in this particular election. But who knows? I mean, you can never predict these things, certainly not in November.
So that's the fifth primary debate for the Democrats.
There's another one.
From Atlanta, yeah, there'll be more to come. Before you go, John, though, you were also covering locally the Chelsea Wagner story and the trial in Detroit.
Yeah, very interesting case development. The acquittal on all charges of disorderly conduct or disturbing the peace, that was the misdemeanor charge. The more serious charge was the felony charge of obstructing, assaulting police. And this is where you had the back and forth where the police officer, Witcher, says that Chelsea Wagner touched him, and she says, no, he pushed me down. And you had competing videos, body cams, and her own camera, and the jury just could not reach a resolution. There was a mistrial on that felony count, the deadlock, and now it's up to the prosecuting attorney in Detroit to decide whether to retry her. And there's every indication that this particular DA or prosecuting attorney is going to do that, but there's no done deal yet. They meet again in mid-December, a pretrial conference to figure that all out.
Don't cases like this normally come to some resolution before they actually go to trial?
Yes, and here's the problem, and some of this is on background information that I've obtained, but the bottom line is that this district attorney will not drop charges in exchange for, say, an anger management course or some kind of alternative treatment if Chelsea Wagner agreed to that. Chelsea Wagner will not agree to anything that involves a record, which means she will not agree to a misdemeanor. There was an offer to reduce the charge from a felony to a misdemeanor, but she would not agree to it because it means admitting guilt that she did something wrong. And in her view, she did absolutely nothing wrong, that she was the victim, not the perpetrator, and she was willing to take it to a jury to decide. And as I say, the jury yesterday deadlocked on that issue, and who knows what a future jury. She's going to risk it and see what a future jury says.
See John Delano on KDK TV. John, always appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Great being with you guys. I know the next debate, everybody, December 19. Mark your calendar.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.